You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere.
From the depths of a digital abyss, where truth drowns in a sea of clickbait and algorithms, a beacon ignites. From the heart of Badgerland, from our studios on State Street in downtown Madison, Wisconsin, it's John and Gordy on 92.7 WMDX.
Oh, yeah.
Wow, wow. Wow, wow.
Number getting a little wow on there. WMDX 92.7. John and Gordy just singing along with the tune here. And we're apologizing now for that. Yeah, we realize that it's probably really irritating.
It's annoying. Yeah.
And annoying.
Yes. That's our old theme song from 30 or 40 years ago, yeah. Or 50 years ago.
Who knew?
I can't remember.
But it seemed to fit, you know, the Media World show that we had on cable access.
Yeah.
That was a lot of fun. Boy, you know, the thing is, you know, we were tied in with radio stations and TV stations.
Yeah.
And at the time, we had a chance on cable access to invite everybody in from the media, any radio station, any TV show.
We were the neutral zone.
The neutral zone.
And we had TV weather people like Elmer Childress visit us. And,
all the legends.
All these rock people, too. Marcus
Bulbury. Mark and Beth.
And the Evil Twins and the Obros. And,
Mark and Beth.
Mark and Beth. Mark
Doug
Kane and Doug Moe. Yeah, they all.
We had the owner of Visions on a few times.
Yeah.
We had attorneys on.
And you can still see those old videos, right?
Yes, you can.
On your website?
We were one of the first to actually feature the Onion News.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, Scott Dickers.
Yeah, we brought a few people in. We interviewed Scott Dickers, and we interviewed a couple of the reporters. These guys were really good. And they turned up a lot of different stories that most of the major media missed in Madison for some reason, but they had it there in the Onion.
Did we have Joel Despain on once? Or no?
I think we did.
I can't remember.
I think we did.
He went on from being a reporter to the police spokesperson for Madison Police for many years. Yeah, we had them all back then. Those were the weird old days of Madison. It was weird. What?
I got to say,
Dom?
Do you know who made that opening theme music? Do you know who was the creator
of that? I don't know who that... Wait a minute. That was
Dom
me.
I don't know. I don't know the
Dom
lore
doesn't
enough.
Know.
I don't know the lore enough.
I did that when I used to play rock guitar and worked out of a recording studio in Boscobel that no longer exists.
That's too bad. It's not a legendary.
Well,
legend.
Jamie moved it to Reedsburg.
Like a museum.
He still has a recording studio, but he has all the old
tapes,
too.
Yeah, he does. He has the master on that.
Wow. Yeah. So
that's what we're playing now, the master.
That was a long time ago. For us, everything was a long time ago. Grandpa. Okay. What a beautiful day. Downtown Madison, State Street looking pretty fine.
Oh, yeah.
A few light clouds off in the distance. We might even get some rain, I guess, later this afternoon or mid-afternoon. Right now, 63 degrees, and we should get into the low 80s today.
Well, it's...
It's all right.
That's a call
what is your
for
Samsung
my
watch?
Samsung watch
WMDX.
At 8:38 sunset time, just in case you were just kind of curious. Setting your clocks and alarms to that.
I'll be in my gazebo with a refreshment or
two. Again. Yeah. 63 degrees currently on my watch and 85 predicted high today and 67 predicted low temperature. But even though the temperatures are about that right now, it's still a little warm. Out there,
it's a little
the humidity and dew
muggy.
Points are a little high up there.
Yeah, and again, we have about a 20% to 40% chance of rain this afternoon.
That's a pretty good chance.
We'll keep an eye on that. Yeah. A little bit later on today, we'll talk to Jim Santel, attorney at law.
Oh boy, do we have a lot to talk about?
Oh boy,
the thing is, it's not as many cases, but what we're really worried about is the long-term effects of some of the decisions that they've made.
Yeah,
I mean, we're all bracing for a completely clearing out of the U.S. government. I mean, that's what's in store.
Apparently.
I'm waiting for this. You know, I think right now Trump is distracted with just about everything. You know, two or three items just blow his mind.
Well, that's so, it. Yeah.
He's stumped.
Mm. He looks stumped most of the time. He looks he doesn't look well.
He actually doesn't. You see, he kind of sits there and absorbs and listens to people and reacts, but he doesn't really project any ideas or details to any policies that he's putting in place.
He slowed down a little bit.
In fact, we have a cut, I think, a little bit later on where he was asked, well, how did you come at that decision? And
oh, boy.
It was the worst possible answer you could ever get to. Oh, you know, here's the thing, you know, and I'm going to mention this later during that story, but just for those listening early and don't get to listen in our second hour, Jen Psaki, you know, I didn't like her at first. I actually she had a rough start.
Yes, she did.
But I'm noticing a pattern with Jen Psaki.
Yeah, she's getting better.
She is not only, you know, just kind of reporting the hot items, but she has a wry sense of humor about all of them. Mm. And she's actually presenting, this is what I think, she's presenting the absurdity of government at this point. And I've got this great piece. Now, it's a little long. I don't know if I'm going to play the whole thing, but she makes comparison after comparison after comparison of what Trump is doing to the reaction of the press and the reaction of what people think about his policies. And it's just, it is absolutely gold.
Yeah, she is, she's finding her wheelhouse now.
Yeah,
she's finally gotten comfortable.
Yeah.
And, you know, she was press secretary for Biden, right?
Yeah.
Or Obama.
Obama.
I think.
I don't know. I can't remember.
I thought she was
really
Biden.
Old
it doesn't
now.
Matter.
Yeah, it doesn't
it's
matter.
All...
Maybe it was Biden.
Okay.
Initially. Right?
Yes, maybe. Anyway. we'll do our research department will look into that.
Dom? Know, the research department will be texting us very soon here.
Google.
Yeah. I'm looking into it now.
Okay. And of course the other breaking news overnight.
Oh no!
God, get ready.
I know.
Just sit down for this one.
I know.
It's just too good. It's too good. There's word from NASA.
Yeah,
John.
Yep.
Tell us, NASA.
Well,
guess who the new interim administrator?
The interim administrator for NASA.
You know, they have rockets and stuff.
It's going to be Sean Duffy.
Sean Duffy.
Sean Duffy's taking on another responsibility.
Oh my God!
I think he's in charge of like six departments now.
Jeez. Oh, what could go wrong? What could go wrong?
You know, I don't know why. You know, we got that call from CJ who couldn't hold on yesterday.
Yeah.
But I wanted to know if he's like changed his mind about things. I mean, you can drink the Kool-Aid so long, you can be a cult member for so long, and then suddenly you're just saying, oh my God, this can't be happening.
Yeah,
I can't keep making excuses for these guys.
I know. But, well, so congratulations,
yes.
Sean Duffy. Our hat's off to you. And he had
some
statement.
Okay, well, no, he did have a statement. I jotted it down.
Did you?
This is it. This is
yeah, go ahead.
This is his mission statement. Let's launch. Oh, God.
It ain't rocket science.
Oh, God.
It's Sean Duffy.
This is truly the onion.
Oh, my God.
This is the onion.
Yeah, it just doesn't get any better than this. We're also going to be checking in just a few minutes, in about 15 minutes, with Tim Slecker from Busted Pencils and get all the latest about edumacation. He's going to educate us.
Well,
right?
I want to ask him about the dual enrollment we talked about yesterday, where you have classes in high school, but they also apply to credits in college.
Right.
And there was they're disproportionately located in areas where, you know, white affluent people get these dual enrollment programs, but the poorer areas don't get them. And I pointed out that this is a great example of why banning DEI is a bad idea, because now we can't spread this out to lower income areas where they actually have dual enrollment as well. They don't have as many of those programs.
Mm.
So now they can't improve on it. They can't actually make it happen because it would be helping minority people out, and we can't have
we don't have those problems.
No. I don't know why I'm even thinking there is a problem like that.
It's not a problem.
Yeah. So anyway, we're going to ask Tim about that, and also, Tim and Johnny are talking a lot about AI.
Mm.
And that is one big issue, and we'll be getting to that. I have an idea on AI, by the way. So now I'm going to present it to Tim and see what he has to say about it.
Okay.
All right, now let's get to the big program item here.
Yes.
The Juvenile Corner.
Yeah, what do we got here from Dom this morning? We have would you rather think this is worse?
Would you rather? Let's get this intro.
I'm going to workshop this name. I can't. What is it again?
It's would you rather. Here it is.
Would you rather? Okay.
Would you rather?
Would you rather? Okay. Take it away. Dominic Lee.
Would you rather?
Sorry, I got it.
A little more reverb on that.
Cowbell. More cowbell.
More cowbell.
All right. First question. Would you rather listen to an annoying laugh for a whole day or get tickled for an entire hour?
I
hate getting tickled, especially on my side. I can't get tickled. Yeah. I would rather listen to that annoying laugh for the entire day, 24 hours.
Yeah, human touch is not something I'm used to anymore. so I would go with the laughter. Yeah. So, yeah.
Okay.
All okay. Right. Question number two.
Question number two. Would you rather?
That was a cry for help.
That sounded like it was.
I don't know.
It's okay. All right. We're going to brush by that. Would you rather have no eyelashes for the rest of your life or your butt cheeks pierced? Which one would you rather have?
Eyelashes? I don't think I have them now.
Yeah. All right, so eyelashes.
You don't have eyelashes?
Get rid of the eyelashes.
I don't know. I think I burned them out when I was lighting joints in the old days.
Yeah, that's right. I never grew back. Yeah. Eyelashes and eyebrows are gone. Yeah.
Yes, I would rather have my butt cheeks pierced. All right, question
really?
Number three.
What? Really? Wow.
No, we got to probe deeper into that.
I think this might also be a cry for help, too.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah. Okay. Really, you'd rather have your butt cheeks pierced together.
I feel like it wouldn't hurt that much. It's a lot of soft tissue down there.
You know, I think we got to look at some of these questions because it says a lot about you, Dom.
It does. All these questions are pertaining to me.
Yeah, we need to preview these for a minute.
Okay. Third and final question. Would you rather grow a ponytail down to your ankles or have a massive Adam's apple? I'm just thinking about the scenario here.
Oh, no.
I would like a ponytail down to my ankles. Yeah, I want to be tangled. Yeah. I feel like that'd be really cool.
Yeah, I think so. Yeah. That Adam's apple, that would be very awful.
Just look.
You could roll up the ponytail.
Yeah, you can.
Look, there's another misspelling under. Whoever spells for CNN,
graphics,
my gosh. Can't spell missing.
Yeah, it's Mizing after Texas floods.
Who works overnights at CNN? Do they not have a spell check thing? Chiron? God.
It's the chaplain for the United Cajun Navy.
I didn't even know that.
I didn't know that either.
Cajun Navy.
You know, I think they need a leader. Sean Duffy's available, I understand.
He's not doing anything else. Okay. We got a text in here from Doug. You can text us on the Civic Media app, which, of course, is always free to download and free to use. Doug texts in. John and Gordy joined the Manosphere update.
He's been trying to get us into the Manosphere. Yeah, it's join the Manosphere program that we have.
Yeah. He says, your live broadcast from the Harley-Davidson homecoming is tomorrow morning at 6 a.m. Well, this is late notice for us. You need to ride in on motorcycles. No, the motorcycles need to be Harley-Davidsons.
Well, how are we going to do that?
That
works that way.
Thanks, Doug, for setting that up. We appreciate that. Just getting started on a Thursday morning. John and Gordy in the morning, coming back in a moment.
You're listening to Civic Media. Stay up to date on the latest news and information for your local community and Wisconsin by signing up for our free email newsletter. Visit civicmedia.us/email to get started.
WMDX, John and Gordy, this is 92.7 if you're listening on your car radio.
Right.
Over the airwaves, You can also check us out digitally on your phones with our app, the Civic Media app, and text us as well and voice note us. We'd like to get more of those. You know, it's new technology for us right. old people, but a lot of young people have been using it extensively. So
have they?
Prove us wrong.
Okay. All right. This portion of the show brought to you by Madison Hearing Aid Center. They're at 4706 Cottage Grove Road in Madison, and they emphasize passion over profit and convenience over complexity. They're helping people change their lives. Their number one goal isn't just selling hearing aids. It's improving the quality of life through better hearing. Madison Hearing Aid Center. And again, they're at 4706 Cottage Grove Road in Madison. Check out their excellent website, madisonhearingaidcenter.com.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
All right.
All right. And don't forget to check out our website, WMDX Radio. Mm-hmm. We've got some great things happening there. You can sign up for a pizza party with us and Sugar River Pizza. We're getting ready to draw the first winner here any day now. And you can still enter, though. Just go to our website, WMDXRadio.com. It's brought to you by Sugar River Pizza and WMDX. And of course, Sugar River Pizza is also up for Best of Madison, as are we,
yes,
John and Gordy.
Yes, we don't know what's going on with that.
We won't find out the results for, I don't know, a few weeks, a couple of months. They don't really tell you until they're done counting the votes.
We haven't heard back from the person on the inside.
We're waiting.
Moving this thing along.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, we got somebody over there we know,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah, tweaking the
Do you really know anybody?
Just a little bit.
Okay, anyway, just go to WMDXRadio.com, sign up for the pizza party. We'll come to your workplace or office with a bunch of pizzas and have a good time with John and Gordy and Sugar River Pizza.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Well,
what?
You know, I mean, we're riding their coattails, so I understand that. Yeah. We've been accused of riding the coattails.
Well, they've won Best of Madison for their pizza.
Yeah.
At least a couple of years, maybe more.
Well, it's our way to get back on the pizza bandwagon again, because we were heavily into pizzas at one time.
So that's right. That's right. The pizza bandwagon is calling our name.
So now we're going to keep in that mode, and we're going to be delivering pizzas.
It was always fun in the old days to do
everybody.
This. Yeah, and I think people, are going back into the office places around downtown Madison and East Side and West Side. And, we want to join you with a bunch of pizzas and have a good time. So enter the contest.
Well, I can't wait for that,
Yeah, it's going to be fun. All right.
I accidentally ran across a video of how they make Teslas, and it was, I don't know whether it was sponsored by Tesla or not, but it left a few things out as they were showing us the robotic assembly of Teslas. And it's really almost all robotic, but they didn't have like a primer when they painted the cars. They didn't say anything about primer. They just started painting. I'm thinking, wait a minute, don't you have a primer in it all?
A primer?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't, in Teslas, why wouldn't they do that?
Well, I don't know. Well, they must.
Okay.
Unless they rust out quickly later on. I don't know. I don't own a Tesla. My neighbor has two of them, white and a black one. So.
Yeah. I see them around quite a lot. Yeah. There's a few of them around.
And I'm
Madison.
In the market for an EV.
Yeah. You are.
I think
you're thinking of Tesla?
Tomorrow, I think I'm buying an EV. Yes.
A Tesla?
No.
Oh.
It's called, it's a Kia EV6, and it's very high tech, and it's really, really loaded up. It's actually the EV6 Wind, that's what they call it, the Wind, and it's a tech package. I didn't know that, but I was attracted to the fact that all of these tech items are included with it, including blind spots, which I love. If you're making a right-hand turn, camera comes on and shows you that area of the turn where you're going to go, and it's shows the sidewalk, it shows the crosswalk and everything, and you can see whether anybody's there so you don't accidentally hit them, if you're making a right turn, because that happens a lot in this town.
Does it have a self-driving mode or no?
It almost does. We were told how to do this, and what you do is you have it on and you're driving along. You have to accelerate, though. But you can stay in the lane. It reads the lane. So you don't have to hold the steering wheel when you're on like the Beltline or the freeway.
Lane
it
assist.
Just stays
okay.
it. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So it's really great stuff. I love this thing, and I might just walk away with one on Friday. So
Unfortunately,
you know, it's a red one. I wanted the black one. I don't want a red car.
You look like you belong to the fire department driving around. Just, come on, really?
Yeah,
red?
Yeah.
Don't they have it? Okay.
I know. We had our eye on a black one here in town, but it was overpriced at one of the dealers.
Hmm.
So. I was going to like show them the actual price of a car that's similar to it, exactly similar to it.
Right.
But I decided not to. You know, the hell with them. You know, if they don't want my business, that's fine. Okay. The only reason I'm buying this, by the way, is because of the rebates.
The big rebates.
The rebates come to an end on September 30th.
Okay.
So you get a $4,000 rebate for a EV that is under $25,000.
Wow.
So it's a used EV.
How much?
$25,000 is a cutoff point. If it's under that, then you can get the $4,000 rebate.
Right.
Okay. And then, of course, if you're buying new, there's a $7,500 rebate.
Mm-hmm.
But you got to get in on it by the end of September.
That's,
and that's the only reason I'm getting it. I want to save $4,000.
Okay.
That's it.
Okay. Well, keep us posted. And we'll have to take a picture of it.
You know, drive it in.
And
I feel like our current car is like the Flintstones cars, where we're pedaling our feet on the ground now, comparing it to this EV that I was in. I was like,
pretty cool,
like in the future all of a sudden.
Kidding. Wow. 29 past the hour. When we return, we'll talk to Tim Slecker from Busted Pencils on John and Gordy in the Morning.
WMDX, John and Gordy in the Morning, a beautiful day in the capital city, Madison. State Street looks clean as a whistle out there.
Yeah, there's some joggers out there this morning. They're having a good time. We've got partly cloudy skies, 63 degrees, highs in the low 80s, maybe some light rain this afternoon or a pop-up thunderstorm.
We have Bob reacting to our discussion about EVs, the possibility I'll have one on Friday. He said, I bought a Chevy Equinox EV. I love this car, but there's you know, it's so great. You hit the accelerator and it just goes. You know, you're not waiting for the pistons to kick in and all this stuff we normally take for granted.
Thank you for that text, Bob from Aconcagua or Aconcagua.
I think that's there it is. That's the correct way of saying it.
Okay.
All right, you got something there, Gordy?
I got a cough.
Okay. It's important to get that out.
Yeah, I know. This portion of the show brought to you by Verlo Mattress, and they still have their sale going on, but this could be the last couple of days here.
Uh-oh.
Stand by. Those adjustable bed frame bases are still at unbelievable discounts of 30 to 50% off. You can experience next-level luxury with the V9, John. The V9.
Wow, the V9.
Adjustable frame bases. Yes, you can save a generous $200 on the V9, so ask for that.
Now, I'm getting an EV6.
Right?
I can move up to the V9.
You could possibly. I don't know how that would work, but okay. Verlo Mattress, East Side and West Side. Go to verlo.com for more information.
All right, let's go to Dr. Tim Slecker right now from Busted Pencils. You can check out their program and podcasts. Yeah. And do you have an adjustable bed frame?
I don't know.
They're really cool.
I don't know if I'm qualified to take that.
It takes a lot of training, you know.
Yeah, I mean, you know, you're talking, what is that, volume 9 or something?
Yeah, it's a V9.
A V9.
V9. Last I checked, I'm only at V2.
Right. Well, you got to get updated.
Yeah. Man.
Well, you know, after your V8, you go into the V9.
Turn the volume knob up to 11.
There
you
go.
Have a good time.
That's right.
Yeah. Oh,
all right.
Man.
Well, okay. You know, so many things to get to, but your recent podcast is talking about AI again and teaching it in the classrooms. And it was a fascinating discussion with you and Johnny, but something occurred to me when you're talking about AI and introducing it into the class and how to teach it and, you know, just where to go with it. I was wondering if we couldn't not regulate it, but have an accredited AI source for education, right? I mean, you have, maybe credible people who put out good AI material, right? A good AI bot. But you have then Elon, who is influencing his AI bot dramatically, and it almost sounds like him at this point. So you really, it brought to mind that maybe you can't trust some of the developers of AI equipment.
Well, come on. I mean, that's what we do on Busted Pencils. If you're using AI, it's the Busted Pencils accredited AI.
There
stuff
you go. That's exactly
you know,
it.
I mean, if we're talking about it, no. Where do you go for what you're talking about is the sources.
Yeah, the source of AI.
You know, and like curriculum, right? The idea even of a teacher, you know, when they teach and there are materials to pull from, where are those materials coming from? Have they come from an approved source?
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, in one way, there have been some schools that have said, you know, let's just talk about regular curriculum. They've said, you know, teachers, you cannot use anything other than district-approved curriculum sources. So, you know, you can't go out to the internet and find sources. You can't bring in your own reading materials or things like that because, you know, the only sources that are approved are from the district. And so there's some sense of saying, okay, so then these must be, I guess, legit sources, and we can use them. The problem, though, with that, John, and I'll point this out, is that, you know, what you're doing in that sense is saying we don't trust teachers to make decisions about using and what types of content to bring into their classrooms because, you know, I mean, those teachers, they'll bring in some kind of woke DEI indoctrination tool.
Yeah.
And then next thing you know, we'll have a bunch of second grade communists.
Exactly. or I think it's as Elon called his now, it's Mecha Hitler. That's what Grok said he was.
Yeah.
Well, you know, I mean, Grok. No, I mean, it, seriously, whether it's AI, whether it's bringing in, a YouTube video with, a clip from, you know, a famous historian addressing something dealing with the Lincoln assassination, you know, how do we determine what is quality? I think what's happening with AI and what you're pointing out, though, is it really has, there's a different level here because I could, if I'm a skilled AI user, I could use AI to create really incredibly looking documents, curriculum materials that appear to be accredited or even, you know, original source material with deep fakes and things like that, and showing students possibly, you know, Abraham Lincoln in a new video appearance that had been lost for years. And here's Abraham Lincoln speaking for the first time live or, you know, on the internet. And so, yeah, you got me flummoxed a little bit on this one.
You know, I'm just thinking that, AI is trained in a certain specific way. And if it's trained with only educational materials, then that would be a great source for schools. Mm. Right. I mean, but if it's something that's used a lot of different sources, especially like movie sources, that, like, you know, with Abraham Lincoln Vampire Hunter, I believe it was.
Yeah.
So, you know, you don't want that part of Lincoln's history anymore. So, but if it's trained, with only educational materials, then that may be a way to have it accredited or some kind of source that you can trust for your classrooms, right?
Well, I mean, you are seeing that occur right now. I mean, a lot of the major curriculum companies are dabbling in AI. And so in that sense, you know, there's a trust level that you're doing. One of the biggest teacher and student use tools, there's actually two right now. It's Magic School Bus AI. And that teachers are using that quite frequently in students, and the material there, you get some kind of a level of trust. And the other one is from the Khan Academy, Khanmigo, which is the Khan Academy's AI. And so those are really, you know, where you say trusted sources of AI content, AI generated material, AI interfacing. Because that's the thing with AI though too, right? You're not just going to AI to find sources. You can be using AI to create sources to you know, so it's a combination of saying, okay, you know, what are the best tools for creating content to teach kids, and then where are we getting the best content, and how do you know whether or not you should trust that content? So it's a great question, but I would also say before AI, and me myself as a teacher, yes, I would use the district approved curriculum, but then I would also find stuff to supplement and or enhance that curriculum on my own as a teacher who was certified by the state that I was working in and therefore qualified to make curriculum and material decisions. And I think that's something we really want to continue to hold on to, because that's the difference of what it means to be a professional, is having that autonomy to make those types of decisions.
Right. Mm-hmm. Now, aren't there two organizations that represent teachers?
Well, I was going to say, so they're breaking news. I don't know if you're referring to this, but actually, AFT, the American Federation of Teachers, it's not that anymore. AFT, Randy Weingarten, big announcement this week. And, you know, it's something that we're hopefully going to be covering on Busted Pencils in the future. They are on board with approving AI. When I say approve, they're working with AI to address what you're talking about, John.
Yeah.
This sense of saying, you know, is there an authority behind AI? And AFT has gotten, you know, into that. And, you know, we've had Randy Weingarten on the show before. And so we're asking her to come on to actually talk about what does it mean for AFT to be doing some type of an endorsement of AI.
Well, that's good that they're on board. I know that I think it's Bill Gates and American Teaching Federation, I believe. Is that it? They're getting together, I believe.
Bill Gates has been saving education for like 39 years now. So, you know, he eventually one day will solve the education problem, we know.
How has he been saving it? I mean, what
are you?
He has for the longest time. You know, whether truly genuinely concerned about educational attainment or really meddling from the sense of going, you know, I alone can fix this. You know, whether it's been Microsoft enhanced materials and or doing a lot with the Gates Foundation money, putting out money in grants out there to steer American education in a certain direction. And, you know, some of it has not been all that successful. And a lot of people have said that a lot of this money has been really directed towards moving education in a way that very much resembles what Bill Gates himself thinks is important, as opposed to a public school system and a community and a democracy making those decisions. So there's a fear of a rich potential oligarch taking control of American education.
Yeah. And that's what I was worried about. I know that the other teaching organization was more on the conservative side, or at least, you know, has been known to be more conservative. And Bill Gates helping them out with AI, I thought was kind of an odd combination. Well, not an odd combination, probably an assumed combination.
You know? But you've forgotten, though. I mean, if it's a conservative organization, and they deserve a leg up because that's the type of DEI we support.
Absolutely, right, yes. A balanced approach to everything. We got to have more of that conservative thought in our schools because it's just not enough there. And as we know, Linda McMahon is promoting
A1 sauce.
A1 sauce first.
For
and then,
everybody.
Of course, introducing more conservative thought, which is DEI. For them.
Yeah. Hey, and you can't ever get enough A1.
Steak sauce for everybody. Okay. 6:48. We will continue.
At least the places I buy meat are going to need A1 sauce.
Okay. Back with more with Tim Slecker on John and Gordy in the Morning.
You're listening to Civic Media. Find the latest news, information, and archives of all your favorite shows on the Civic Media website, civicmedia.us.
Where it's at.
All right
here. Mm-hmm. WMDX, John and Gordy, 92.7, and on your Civic Media app as well. You can get us anywhere in the world, including up north.
Anywhere.
Yeah, just anywhere when you think about it.
Clouds are kind of thickening up here this morning over State Street and downtown Madison. Cloudy skies now, and temperatures in the low to mid-60s will climb into the low 80s by this afternoon. Maybe some spots of rain or possibly a couple of thunderstorms later.
All right. Okay. We're talking to Dr. Tim Slecker from Busted Pencils. And I do want to mention, if you're watching this on YouTube or wherever you can watch it, Tim has pencils poked through his head.
Yes, it does look doesn't it?
What I think is that, did you do that intentionally?
It's true.
It's true.
That's pretty cool. It looks perfect.
That is really perfect, man. I don't know if you did that purpose. Did you do that purpose?
But as you're saying that, I'm like, okay, let me move my head.
There you go. Perfect. Yeah, we need a screenshot of that. Yeah. Okay.
All right. Well, why don't we get to, we don't usually do this, but let's promote your Saturday program. It's a whole hour long. Mm-hmm. And it sounds like a really interesting show this Saturday.
Yeah, it's a great show. We have been, in touch with, in fact, this started with a CISA 4 director, Brittany Waltz. We had originally had her on the show for some unique things that CISA 4 up in Western rural Wisconsin was doing with AI. She turned us on to, in fact, they have a whole team up there, and they're called Liftoffs, LIFTOFFS. Liftoffs, and their website's liftoffslearning.com. And we talked to one of the founders of this program, superintendent in the Whitehall School District, Mike Bigley, about the work they're doing. And it is something, you gotta listen, you gotta hear what's going on there, because what they're doing is truly groundbreaking, something that needs to be highlighted, actually, celebrated. And because they are, in a rural district, to me, breaking through breaking out of the old restraints of schooling, which is this kind of Carnegie unit seat time. You know, you do 40 minutes of math, you do 50 minutes of this.
Yeah.
And they're saying, hey, look, as early as kindergarten, we're starting kids on a personalized learning journey. They're using artificial intelligence as one of their tools, and they're God forbid, but they're letting the students work a lot together. Mm-hmm. and going at rates that work with the students themselves. And he pointed out this great success story. In eighth grade, with eighth grade, the math curriculum, all the eighth graders finished the eighth grade math curriculum before the school year was over. And then they decided, hey, guess what? Since we have all this extra time, they introduced algebra early. Mm-hmm. And, you know, what's pointing out is that saying, you know what? Hey, this whole idea of 25 kids in front of you taking a curriculum and being paced at the rate of, you know, hey, we have to keep them for 45 minutes. It's an artificial constraint, and that's the word that Mike Bigley really uses, is that what we're doing with liftoffs and the partner schools up there working, taking away the constraints of schooling and empowering education, and they're using AI as one of those tools to really kind of promote this personalized learning. And what's awesome here is that this is in rural Wisconsin, typically where they try to tell schools, hey, you can do without, you know, do less or do more with less. Yeah. They're up there going, you know what, here's the deal. We're going to do more with less, truly, and we're going to blow the socks off of the rest of the world because our kids are awesome, and we're going to give them an awesome opportunity. So focusing on what's happening up there, incredible. I mean, if you listen to Mike Bigley talk to Johnny and me on Saturday, you can understand why such amazing things are going. And what kind of connects this is that Ashley Furniture, you know, local Wisconsin company, they're fully involved in supporting Mike Bigley and Liftoff's team. What we really like about this is a Wisconsin story, rural Wisconsin, and you know, the things they're doing really should be in a national media spotlight. And if anybody's listening, go, boy, that sounds like, remember the 2-hour AI school that we had talked about?
Yeah, right.
Okay. They're doing that in that sense. They're saying you can do more, but they're not charging $40,000 a year per student to do. They're showing that in a public school, in rural public schools, when you take away the constraints of old thought processes, things about kids and how they learn and what they're supposed to do, you too can actually do a lot more with kids, keep them fully engaged, empower them, and all in a public school setting as opposed to a really unique private school setting. So, you can tell, I think it was an awesome show.
Oh, yeah. Well, we'll definitely have to check that out. And, you know, I just read where all these new devices that are coming out, the phones, web browsers, are all coming out now with AI. Yeah. So the browsers are going to contain AI, and it's good to train children on AI so they know what to expect.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. That's it.
All right, Tim.
Dr. Tim Slecker, thanks for joining us. You can listen to Busted Pencils with new podcasts on Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays, and Saturday on the Civic Media Radio Network. Yep. <We'll be back. laughs> Thank you, Tim.
Tim's holding the pencils in his head.
Into his skull. Okay.
Right. See you guys.
All right.
Talk so to you long. Later. Back with more of John and Gordy in just a couple minutes.
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.